Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Is that 60 years?
Yeah. It was 62, wasn't it?
1962, yeah.
Marilyn Monroe's famous happy birthday rendition to President Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
It's 8:25 on the WSJW Morning Team Show with Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you, although it's with Pat and Charlie right now.
Yeah.
Art and Dave occupied for a moment. Mm-hmm. But we'll have Dave coming up with news, and we'll join Art after the 8:30 news to find out more about his broadcast location.
Very good.
So I had to, you talk about a waste of time story.
Okay.
I admit it. But
that's okay.
I had to laugh. So the reason I played that is because there was a famous dress that Marilyn Monroe won.
Oh, yeah.
Wore with that.
Yep.
In May, at the 2022 Met Gala, mm-hmm. a fundraiser for the Metropolitan...
it's the arts, right?
Yeah. Arts. I'm trying to remember how it's... the Metropolitan Museum of Art. How can I forget
Museum
that?
Of Art.
Anyway,
right.
Big fashion show. Kim Kardashian wore that very dress.
That dress. Oh.
Ripley's, believe it or not, had purchased the dress years ago and decided to let her wear it, had an arrangement with her to wear it. It was very specific. In fact, she only wore it to walk up the stairs, and then she changed out of it because they were trying to preserve it.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
A visual artist, as it's described here, Chad Michael Morissette, who curates museum and costume exhibits, says that he was horrified that this happened because he says he observed irreparable damage to the dress after he saw it on display once again after Kim Kardashian had worn it. He says, as a result of her wearing the dress, the garment now has a damaged zipper, shredded fabric by its hooks, stress on its shoulder straps, its missing beads and sequins. He took photos before and after. He says, I'm a devoted fan of Monroe. I've displayed multitudes of her iconic dresses. My heart is broken. I literally left Ripley's after seeing the dress after she had worn it. Trying not to cry over what I saw. The dress, you literally ruined the most expensive dress in the world, Kim Kardashian.
Sounds like it might have been a size or two too small for Kardashian. If she did, in fact, do all those things he said she did.
That's the funny part.
Mm-hmm.
Ripley's, believe it or not, has responded.
Oh.
Mm.
Kim Kardashian did not in any way damage the garment in the short amount of time that she wore it at the Met Gala. She wore it from the bottom of the Met steps to the top where she got out of the dress, and it was returned to us in the same condition that it started in. The dress is fine. Okay.
All right.
So, a little difference of opinion here.
Believe it or not.
I choose to believe it. I'd suggest that Ripley's, who knows how to take care of things, that they probably made sure that the dress is taken care of.
Shouldn't somebody with somebody like Marilyn Monroe's talent, though, be wearing the dress?
Dave and Pat go both with some very nice lines in this little segment of the Morning Team Show.